This is The Raycast, where technology, business, and pop culture intersect. The Raycast starts now.
Welcome to The Raycast, episode 25. Back-to-back episodes. That's how we do it around here. All right, it's good to be. I have a guest host with me today. Say hello, Miss G.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Great.
You know what I'm talking about today? I'm talking about ghosting. Have you ever heard the term ghosting?
No.
Think about it. I'm sure you've heard of it.
No, I haven't.
Ghosting is a term that's used in certain dating circles. Like if you, let's say you go out on a date with someone and you don't like that person particularly, you just decide you're not going to call them, you're not going to return their calls, you're just going to disappear. You ghost out. Poof.
No, I haven't heard about that.
Well, that's what it is, ghosting. No. I'm glad you have never ghosted me. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Although we came close a couple times, right? No?
Oh, you ghosted me.
No.
Let's talk about it.
No. But anyway, all jokes aside, the reason I bring it up is because the word has found its way back into pop culture or the American social or corporate lexicon, because the job market being so good now, there's an article in the Washington Post that's reporting that a lot of employees are ghosting employers. You know how the typical way of giving a two-week notice and telling your employer you will not be working anymore. But a lot of employees now, what they do is just disappear.
Well,
I guess, and you know, partly this is because the job market is doing so well, and employees don't have a need to, you know, keep the bridge up. You know, they just burn the bridge behind them. And it's happening a lot more. Employees are just simply not reporting to work and not calling in, and the employer tries to call them, no answer, no response. Poof. So I found the article pretty interesting and a sign of the times. You know, but I think it's worse if it's done in a romantic setting where you're dating someone. Well, at least if you only went on a date or two, if someone ghosts you, I don't think it's a big deal. You know, whatever. Goodbye. You know, bye, Felicia. But when it comes to, let's say you were seeing someone for 6 months, I don't think that's appropriate. I think the courtesy of an explanation. Don't you think?
Well, it depends.
It depends. You know, in the back of my mind, I was thinking that. It depends. Because sometimes somebody does something that's just inexcusable, right?
Exactly. Just like an employee.
Yeah, that you have to keep it moving. Yeah, exactly.
Do something that's inexcusable to you and you decide you're going to ghost them.
Then you have to move on. Oh, well. I guess everyone's going to have an opinion regarding that. But as of now, and I think everyone has something that happened in their past. Maybe it wasn't quite ghosting, but it was an abrupt ending of either a job. You abruptly got up and said, okay, I'm done. That's it. It wasn't quite ghosting, but at least you did it abruptly, or you ended a relationship abruptly. So those things happen. I'm sure a lot of people can identify with those type of things. So there you have it. Have you ghosted anyone or any company lately?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't.
I hear you. Listening to the Raycast. Keep it short. We'll catch you on the rebound. Make it a great day.
You've been locked into the Raycast. Stay up to date with all episodes by subscribing to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Pocket Casts. Or just listen on anchor.fm/raycast.